Kum Lenin Ablak Gemara, we're up to the Samach Beis Amr Aleph. The Mishnah was still continuing discussing what a person may or may not wear on Shabbos, Matayda or Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, for a number of reasons, one of them is you might remove them and try to show off to your friends. Says the Mishnah, Leseitze Isha B'machat HaNekuva. This is like the contrast what we learned last time. So a woman should not walk around with a needle that has an eye, which is basically a tool of trade, loy betabas, nor with a ring, she yesh ala chaysam, a ring that has a signature for it, or a stamp, is not a woman's gear, and therefore, for her, it's considered carrying. The loy bekoliyar, nor can you win the kind of a brooch that connects the two parts of a shirt together, if it's not an ornament, v'loy b'kaybeles, nor to walk around with a certain knotted kind of a material that has balsamic oils there that generate a wonderful smell, v'loy b'tzlecha shel plaiton, these are things that hang around the neck, and the balsamic oil that has a sweet smell, a fragrance, and but if she did walk around with it, says Rameir, Yechayv Achatzis. Why? Because it's not a dress, it's not a garment, it's not an ornament, Yechayv Yerameir. The Chachamim, however, say, Poit, they say that Mahatayda, there's no Issa walking around with this Kavelis, you walk around with this knotted material that gives off a nice fragrance, or Vitzleichis Shal Plaitum, or this little, the thing you hang around the neck with a little jar that has this balsamic oil that generates a nice smell. It's considered a tachshit, it's not aser, and it's only aser midrabban, as Gemara will explain. Amar ulas ezula v'chilufei and be'ish. This I would say that a woman is not allowed to walk around with a ring that has a stamp on it by a man is exactly the opposite. That what? Ulas said by a man, he can dafka walk around with a ring with a stamp, but not with an ordinary ring. Because it's uncommon for a man to wear a ring. Kasava ulah hold komidah chazalisha chazalisha. Just because it's suitable for a man doesn't make it suitable for a woman. So for her it's a chiv chatas, and vice versa. Komidah chazalisha chazalisha, something which is suitable for a woman, let's say an ordinary ring, doesn't make it suitable for a man. Amma Moshe Rabbi Yisrael, that's the question. So you're saying if it's suitable for one segment of the population, then only for that segment is considered a levush or a tachshit, but not for other segments. So let me ask you a question. We learn, haroyim yaitzim besakin, the shepherds can walk around with sacks for loyrim of anomru, but not on a Shabbos. But these are things they should put on for the rain, just to cover themselves, so it shouldn't get wet. But not only the shepherds... We're talking about Shabbos and Shusarab. Not only shepherds are kolodim, even though other people generally don't wear it, since it's a dress for a garment for shepherds, everybody can wear it. Even it's common mainly for shepherds, but once it's common for one segment of the population, it's common for everybody else. New one segment, men and women. Elam Rabbi Yisiv Kesavar Ula holds Noshim Am Bifne Atzmenein. Ula holds that women are considered a separate nation. It's not a segment of the population. There are two populations. There's the male population, there's the female population. What's suitable for them doesn't make it suitable for the other group. Rabbi asked a question. What about a Moitzit Tfilin? And Tfilin belongs to the male population and not the female population. And yet we said clearly, if somebody finds Tfilin lying around, which is a bazillion, and on Shabbos you find it in the road somewhere, Machnis and Sahari, you bring it back into the city, you must dress, you put it on you as if it's a garment, Zug, Zug, pair by pair. Now the way you do it during the week, one on the hand and one on the head, this is the same thing here. And you go back in, and then go out again, and do the same thing the next year, and so on. And it says the echad ish ve'echad ish. Now women don't wear tefillin, so for them it's not a tachshit. You just said before nashim am b'fnei atzmon. So how could they bring it in? Why isn't it carrying it? It's clear from here that because it's a garment for men, it's a garment for women. They have a nashim am b'fnei atzmon, a separation. Ramitzah says she's mangramu. It's a time bound mitzvah. Ramitzah says mangramu nashim tuda. They're exempt, so they have not shaykh to this at all. Answers the Gemara, who told you this follows that opinion? Hasam Kesaba Rameir. Rameir is of the opinion that Laila's man tefillin. Remember, there's an author that says there's three opinions. There's one opinion that says that you don't wear tefillin at night or on Shabbos, so therefore it's a mitzvah man grama. There's another opinion that says that you do wear tefillin at night, but you don't wear on Shabbos, so still mitzvah man grama. There's another opinion that says you do wear at night, but you don't wear on Shabbos, so still mitzvah man grama. Then there's another opinion that says that you wear it all the time. One night and Shabbos and so on. And why we don't wear it on Shabbos, and we had a whole machlekes in Ramanachas, is it because Shabbos is an ois, and therefore you don't need another ois, or is it because it's taka osa, not because it's unnecessary, and so on. So, but according to this opinion, Shabbos man tfilnu. Shabbos is the time at film. Sorry, Hakas or Ramea, Lila's man tfilnu. At night you can wear tfilin, the Shabbos man tfilnu, and Havilei mitzvah seishas man grama. So therefore, it's a mitzvah say it's not time bound. So women wore tfilin. So it's a garment for men as equally for women. Proves nothing. Says the Gemara. Let me ask you a question. Okay. You're telling me that women are not allowed to wear tefillin. Sorry. Let me ask a question. L'chaid, if it comes to the ring, you're telling me that what? If a woman wears a man's ring, she's chayv achatas according to Rameyev, but you're not chayv achatas unless you're carrying something on Shabbos the normal way. And since it's not normal for a woman to wear a ring with a seal on it, so then therefore for her it's not derech etzah. If it's not derech etzah, okay, she shouldn't wear it, but it's not awesome hatayda. It's not the normal way. So asking what a question, and why should it be chayiv? If it's totally uncommon for a woman to wear such a kind of ring, what about a woman who works in administration and therefore she constantly sends out, she has such a kind of ring. And therefore it's not, on the one hand, for the majority of women they don't wear this ring, so therefore it's not, for them it's, you're not allowed to wear it. And even for this particular person. And on the other hand, it's not totally uncommon because it does happen sometimes. You answered by a woman that sometimes a woman wears a man's ring. When in the world would a man ever wear a woman's ring? This idea of having a double ring ceremony is unheard of. When would you ever hear have a case of a man wearing a woman's ring? And if a man wants to, it's still a silver, so it doesn't happen. Yes, it does happen occasionally that a man will wear a woman's ring. When? On the one hand, forget this Isha Gizboris, even a ring with a stamp. Sometimes a man will give it to his wife, Tabaz al-Khaisim, a ring with a stamp, and it'll hilicha l'kupsa. He says over here, go ahead and bring it to them, to it has to be repaired or put it back. Now she's scared that she might lose the ring, so what do we do then? Umanichta, she will put it, nobody tells him, put it away for storage. So she will place it on a finger, Achimagas the Kupsa, until she comes to a place where she can hide the ring. So that it's common for her, and she doesn't want to have it in hand, she might lose it, drop it, so she puts it on a finger. And sometimes, on occasion, Isha and Isen is Labaila. She would give him this ring, ordinary ring, to bring it to a skilled tradesman to fix the repair. And therefore, he won't put it in his hand and lose it, he'll put it on his finger. So he doesn't lose it. So obviously, in those days, the fingers of the size of the men and the women are very similar, where they had those very wide rings that are easy to place on any size finger. Okay, says the Gemara, it says further, what is that? It's a machbanta, it's that pin, the brooch that you have on your clothes to fasten them together. What's kaivelis? The pilon. Kavelas is that thing that you have, you have this material that has a very good fragrance, and you knot it so that you can have it. Yeah, it has pilon in it. It has a very nice swell as fragrance, and women who had a bad odor, generated a bad odor, would wear this to mask it. You shouldn't go out with a kavelas. You also chayv chatzes meremeh. You chayv chatzes. Nachum said, "Lo yetsa teitzei v'miyotz apturi yoni chayim b'drabon." And Rabbi Lezer, "Lo yetsa isha b'kavelach." No problem going out in the first place. Mike and Mifke, what are the three opinions? Rameir saw b'masu. Rameir holds he carrying. If it's asim atayda, Rabbon saw b'tachshiru. It's not a masa. It's like part of her wear. She normally wears this, and therefore mahatayda she's butter. However, what are we worried about? V'dim l'shol from mechavi. She might remove it to show somebody what you know that they can have a smell or whatever it is. And she then might end up carrying four amas. But Rabbi Lezer saw her man darkel min mirma. What kind of people wear this kind of fragrance around them? Isha shereichara. She obviously has naturally a bad fragrance, a bad odor, and therefore she wears this to mask that bad odor. So you think she'll remove the standing next to somebody? She's going to remove it, and then her bad odor, the stench will come out. Isha shereichara leshofu mechave. She would never. She'd hesitate to take it off and to show it off because then her people will smell her bad odor. She won't end up carrying four amshes rabban. says Gemara, we learned another brayser, Vatanya, Rabbi Elazar poiter. Here Rabbi Elazar says Chatzkila, she's not aware. But another brayser where it said Rabbi Elazar poiter b'kivelas uvet sleicher shaplaiten. That he only patters, which we know in Hilchas Shabbos. Whenever it says poiter, means poiter. Rabbi Elazar. That means he said conceding with the chacham to the chacham. That's awesome. The rabbanon. Leikasha. Not always. You have to look at the context. Not always potter mean potter avalasa. Look at the context. If somebody comes along and says chayiv, then the correct response would be potter. But a potter doesn't mean potter avalasa. Potter can mean mutin completely. But compared to you're saying chayiv, I'm saying potter. Like kasha. This particular braisa, when Rabbi Elazar says potter kikoya de Rameir, he was arguing merely with Rameir. There's a braisa, which only have two opinions. Rameir, who says chayiv, not teider. Rabbi says, no, you're potter. But it doesn't mean it's limited to potter and not teider. If you potter, you're the rabban. And when do we say mutter? Lechatchila kikoyad rabbanon. Say that's mutter matayda. It's only asr rabbanon. So if he argues with them, when he says he has to say mutter lechatchila, kikoyad amayid amechayiv chatzes amalei potter. Kikoyad rabbanon potter. I will also amen you mutter lechatchila. Mutter lechatchila. So where do you have such a brayser that only the mayor and Rabbi Elazar mentioned not the chachamim? My amayid. What is amayid? Tan we learned. Lo yisay to isha b'mafteich she b'yodah. She should not walk around with a key in her hand. Yotzem, she does. Chayiv chatas. She is chayiv chatas. She's chayiv chatas. They used to wear a ring like a. They used to take a ring, a key, and have it like a hole at the end, and put it on the finger like a ring, and convince themselves that this is a ring, and if you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Amayid says he chayiv chatas, because it's not a garment or anything. Rabbi Elazar poiter b'kayvelas uvetzleichish aplaiten. Rabbi Elazar says that this material and this baal zegoy you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. And he used the word potter. What's going on here? The mayor is talking about a key, a ring, you know, a key in the ring. And Rabbi Elazar is talking about something totally different. How do they put in the, they're not even arguing, they're not discussing the same topic. Obviously, what the Gemara says, Mandi Kashmir, who mentioned? Chasuri Mechsa, Shemashma, and words are missing. V'hachi, this I should learn. V'chein b'chayveles, this is a mayor saying. V'chein b'chayveles, v'chein b'tzloichish, v'plaitin, l'tei den lo'af. Im yotzah, chayv chattas, these are the words that are missing. If you do, you chayv chattas, you're a mayor. Rabbi Elazar poiter, he says, you say chayv chattas, I say you are potter b'chayveles, v'tzloichish, v'plaitin. In fact, I hold the mutter completely. But now the Gemara says, "Bamedron, when Rabbi Elazar say you potter chatchila, bamedron v'shesh behem b'isim, there is some oil there. Aval ein behem b'isim. Let's say there's zero oil there, just has you know absorbed into the shema, into the cloth. You have a little bit of an odor there, but there's nothing mamash there. Then chayevis. Then Rabbi Elazar is annoyed that your chayfa is carrying. Now, even though the purpose of you carrying the rag is for the smell, so why don't we say the keli is bottled to whatever is the contents? And we actually learn later on that if you know the keli is bottled, but we also learn later on that if you carry less than a shear into a big keli and you put in, we'll see you later in the matzniya, there's different shiurim for carrying different things out. And if you carry less than a shear in a keli, the din is your patan Shabbos, because even though the keli is large, the keli is tuffled to this. To this item inside the keli, and because that item is less than a shear, the whole thing becomes less than a shear. That was one opinion there. So it seems, according to Rabbi Elazar, that it doesn't work that way. Because even though there's a little bit of fragrance, he says that you're carrying a chayv on Shabbos, you're liable, because we don't say it's buckled to what's inside there. So the Gemara says from here, for me, you can prove, if you carry less than a shear, food in a pot, you're chayiv, because the fact that the pot itself is the right shear and it's not bottled to something which is less than the shear. By not having any fragrance there is kipachas mikashir beklidam, means like you have something but it's less than the shear. Here also you have absorbed in the material less than the, you know something. And uktoni chayiv is yichayiv. Maybe we pass in taket that if a keli has inside it something less than the shear, the keli is bottled to that. I hover here, the shiny hocha, the lesser of Moshe Klal. Here, remember, it's only absorbed, there's nothing there at all. But if there would have been a little bit, even a tiny amount, it taka would be potter or mutter. Now, the Gemara brings a number of psukim where the Novi reprimands the Yidden for the way their behavior is, that they don't care about anything else, only care about themselves. So the Novi says, and you know, even though the Novi is warning everything else, all you guys are preoccupied with is your own indulgences. So the positive reishis shmonim yimshachu, that they take the best oils and you smear yourself with it. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, it means what is that? Zeplaitum, that is this balsamic. Moshe Rav Yehuda has a question. What this is what we're discussing, so we're going into that. That luchaydim, We learned before that, we learned, and we mentioned before as well, after the Churban, they made certain gzeiras. We talked then about Torah Shechsan and the crown. There were other gzeiras made. And one of the gzeiras was, Va'af al pleiten gozer Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It says over there that I'm pleiten on this balance, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says we should asid it well. But Lahayd al-Lacham didn't agree. If the only reason why you wear it is because of pleasure, so my lohaydler, why didn't you tell him that after Chumash Hamikdash we should ban this? Abai says, let me ask you a question. The time may, and according to you, that you think that Chacham should ask for anything which is pleasurable, it says in that same pasuk that the Navi is reprimanding them for their behavior. It says, Hashoisim, that they drink the mizrikei yain. That they drink mizrikei yain. And what exactly is mizrikei yain? Is Rabbi Amiras, Kanishkin. One of them said they used to, two people to drink from the same cup that had two spouts, and they would drink together, and it's like a sort of kind of a party. And which makes it very pleasurable. Two people who are so close and drinking together l'chaim from the same cup. And yet it wasn't banned. And the Chadama Shemazik in Kosei Zelazer, they used to juggle a number of cups full of wine with each other. So the Chayda Kunti Yochinami Asr, it should be Asr, right? Because it's very enjoyable. And what's who said no? But Rabba Barabhuna Iklal of Erej Gulusa, Rabba Huna once came to Erej Gulusa's house with Shos, and they were all drinking Bikinishkinin. Rabbi Rav Huna was drinking from this Kanishkinin, V'loim L'Amidi. They were all drinking from it, and he didn't protest. He didn't say anything at all. Doesn't that prove that they did, just because something's pleasurable after the Chorizim Midrash, doesn't mean now, who said you're not allowed to enjoy? Who said you're not allowed to have pleasure? Says the Gemara, so what's the rule? So what's Takta Pshat? So how come certain things were banned and certain things wasn't? And when Rabbi Ben Baba wanted to ban, they didn't agree with him. It's plighting. Elo, kol midi di izbe tainug, vi izbe simcha. Pleasure alone is not the problem. It's pleasure combined with joy, which are two different things. Goz rabbon, abon magoiza. Abon midi di izbe, like by a chasne, the chupas chasan and mekabos. Abon midi di izbe tainug, vi lezbe simcha, but something which is pleasurable, but doesn't make simcha, le goz rabbon. Rabbon weren't goiza. So talking about what the Navi reprimanded Eden, so we continue on this inyan. It says, "Hashoichim mamit l'shein." They sleep on these ivory beds. V'suruchim ala soisam, and they have foul on the beds. What's going on here? Amar beizrochinin and melamed chayim eshtinim mind if neim soitan metoisein arumim. They used to urinate right by the beds, naked, which is a me as a thing. That's one opinion. Megad the baravavu made fun of him. That's pshat and pasik. Ihochiv so that was that veda sachakel that they used to urinate by their beds, which is me. So how come the punishment doesn't fit the crime? It says there in the pasik that what's the punishment? L'chein ato. Therefore, yiglu b'roish ga'em goylim. That now you guys will be the lead to be exiled. For what? Because of what they did. Okay, so me is, I think, you know, it's despicable. For that, they should be punished and should be exiled. That's not what happened here. So what did happen here? I'll tell you what, they did a terrible thing. These were people, what do you mean they slept over here on ivory beds and they did a mere thing by the bed? They were very sociable with other people, and they used to attach the beds to each other. They used to share their wives. And that's what the meest thing was, that they soiled their beds with someone else's shich v'zera. And that's why they were punished, to go to exile. Omer Abu Vam Lamasi Tonu, look at me in the Braise, Gimad Rami Yisrael, the Aniyah, there are three things that cause a lead a person to poverty, Ve'elu Hein. And the following, these are the following. Hamash Dimayim Bipnei Mitosa, if you do mi'as of things, you become poor. One of them is hamash d'mayim bifnei mitosei arum, like we just said before. The truth of the matter doesn't make a difference. You're naked, you're not naked. It means you didn't go outside, you just urinated by your bed. Dressed or undressed is irrelevant. Next one is a mezalzel b'netilas yadayim. If somebody treats lightly the whole idea of the netilas yadayim. And the third thing is u'she'ishto mekalalta b'fonav, and somebody's wife curses him. Now, what's going on here? We're going to examine each of these cases. What's the case that you're mashed in mind before you bed naked? When is that a problem? You're facing the direction of your bed, and therefore some of it lands on the bed. If you're facing the outside, then less lumbar. It doesn't really matter, because whatever, there won't be any droplets falling on your bed, and we'll go far away.
And even we say facing your bed is not a problem. If you're doing it towards the ground, aval b'mon, if you have a special, you know, keli for it, and less lamba, then it's no longer a problem. The next thing is we said umezalzul b'nitzos adayim. What's that all about? Omar Rava says Rava le'omined le'mashi de'klal doesn't wash his hands at all. Av mashi le'mashi he wash, but let's say less than the revius of water. Or exactly a revius. You keep it on the water. You make sure because of halacha it's a revius. So you therefore you are doing it till it's your dying, but you are limiting the water to a revius less than. But then it's not an issue. Says you better know. That's not mezalzel. B'lam mil sudam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said ano mashoi. So you're saying this. You're saying it only if you didn't wash at all. But if you washed, even though you're skimping in the water, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, that's not true at all. Rav Chizda says, "Ano mashoi moli chafne maya." I used to put a very large, quart with water. The yovali moli chafne tevu susa. I used to be very generous in the amount of water I used to wash my hand. I didn't just wash my knuckles; I washed my entire hand. And the Eibishter was very generous with his panasa to me. So we see fakert that mezalzel means that you're washing correctly, but you make sure it's only levius. So you don't want to spend any more water for a mitzvah. That's mezalzel, and you bring in poverty. What's the story here? Why was his wife curse him? And that's a terrible thing. For jewelry or clothing. Now what? The husband refuses to buy clothes for her or nice jewelry for her, and she gets very upset. She expects for her birthday, anniversary, something, a present. Only if a guy can afford it, but he doesn't want to, he doesn't feel that his wife is important enough for him to spend money on her. That is an awful thing, and therefore it brings poverty in the house. And we had already the Gemara that a person's success depends on having a happy wife. But obviously if he's poor, he's poor already. So what have I said? Dorosh Obed, Rav Eloi Melech Siv. It says in Pasi, Vayomer Hashem, Yan, since ki gavu b'noi tzion. Since the girls of tzion walk around with, with proud and haughty, shayim halchas b'kaimas kufa, they would walk around, with upright, but telechna netuyos, and they walking around goren, that the throats are up, the heads are up, shayim halchas ekib tzad goydol, and they would walk. It's hard to imagine. What we're going to learn now in the Gemara is about a couple of thousand years ago, that they used to walk slowly, put the heel by the back of the foot, touching the front of the foot. So they walk very very slow and deliberate, and then umesakri say nine, they will paint their eyes. I mean molon koichlo the night, they'll put a lot of makeup on. Umeramzon, they would wink at guys, and holach v'tafayv. What does that mean? Halachis arucha b'ktzak tzora. They would dafka walk next to a woman who is much shorter than them, so they would look much taller than they really are, and tall women are considered more attractive. And also, they want to stand out so the bachrim will notice them, or the men will notice them. Over aglein techasena, with their feet, they would make angry. They would put perfumes into their shoes. They walk in the public spaces, in the markets in Shalayim. The kibbutz meiz bochri yisov. They come to the bochri the bayidin boyotays bekarke. They would kick the sand. And some of the sand would land on them, which would have a little bit of fragrance. And the yetzer hara would enter them ke'eres b'chaz, like venom inside an angry snake. So therefore, there's a lack of tznius and then trying to entice these young men. What's interesting is that Rashi says over here, Rashi does this all the time. If you remember in all the brachas Abchav Gimel Chavdal, they were talking about, Kolisha Erev and all those things, we're talking about an Erev by a woman. Rashi keeps on saying a married woman. Other Rishayim don't say it, it makes no difference. Rashi here, when it talks about these women are trying to attract the gaze of men and so on and so forth, Rashi says here the last narrow line, Rashi, the next last line, Rashi says, Unusuyusayu. They were married, these women. Therefore, it's despicable what they did. As if to say, if they were not married, they were trying to find a shidduch and they didn't want to work through a shatchan and they wanted just a bachash to notice them and take an interest in them, it's all right. So Rashi keeps on throughout Shas, We had this everywhere. He keeps on saying all of these things are only talking about when it's despicable, when it's a married woman, not if you're doing it for the right purpose, which is interesting. And what makes Rashi learn this way? Anyway, my put on the same. So what's the punishment of these women? These Bnei Tzion who walk around so haughty. It says in the continuation of, you know, when they reprimand for all the sins below before, instead of the boysim, they'll be mak, which means vidashin that mokum shayim is basma, is the way they were planning to generate all those wonderful smells. Nasa and the mokim, it sort of fell apart. The tachas chagura nikve, what does that mean? Mokum shayim chagura b'tzulzul, before they wore a belt. And they had a very nice-looking belt. Nasa became the kofim, full of boils there. The tachas, they tried to look pretty, they started looking ugly. The tachas ma'isim mikshe korchem, what does that mean? Bokum shayim miskashesbari, that the hair of the head that they used to comb and everything else and separate them, nasa krochem, they had bald spots. But if you're talking about married women, how would you see it? I guess they themselves would know, and they lose their self-confidence. The tachas Pesigil Margoyda Sog, what does that mean? That psochi, that the women's parts. Hamavian le de gila, that should bring to joy or reveal, yile margoyda sack, will become like a sack. And that I guess that it would not be very enticing. It would not be very enticing. And kitachas yefi, it says kitachas yefi, that all of these ugly things will take place instead of looking beautiful. Omar Rav Zadar HaHayyamish, this is what people say, chilufe shufra kiba, that and instead of all the beautiful things, we change it to full of boils that are full of pus and everything else. Another punishment, it says, regarding all this, it says, Hashem, kotkoit benoit siyan, what does that mean? Suddenly the Bnei Tzion had a tzaras. How? How do you see from this word? It says over here, it says in the Pasig, Vesipe, it says Vesipe Hashem. Uksiv Hasan by Metzoid, it says, Las Eis Losapachas. So we see that what? They suddenly they'll have breakouts on the skin. And then it says, another punishment regarding this behavior, which is so Hedratzni, is Vashem Pasen Yoda, that they're. We're going to tie it to the women's parts. One of them says that they will constantly menstruate, so they won't want to have any relations. And the chadom, another one says the word yod is like a forest. That the women's parts will become like a forest, thick, very thick. The people of Shalayim, anshe shachatayu, were extremely haughty. And this is how they would talk. They would be so grub and grotesque. They thought they were talking in allegories, but it was so clear what exactly they were asking. They were asking very personal, intimate questions to the friends. One guy would say to his friends, so, what did you eat today? Bread, you know, flour that was really dough, that was worked through and through, or not? What he really was asking is, last night, did you have relations with a girl that was a bula, that was already worked through, or a psula, a virgin? That was one question. The next question was, biyayin gordoli, was it white wine? Oy biyayin chardoli, or was it dark wine? In other words, you're asking the woman, was she colored, or was she white? And then the next question was that the mesa, the seat that we sat on, kotze, was it narrow, or rochav, was it wide, or kotze? The question was, the woman you had last night, was she a heavy-set woman, or was she a slim woman? And the next question was, do you have a good friend, a bad friend, meaning, was she attractive, the woman that you had last night, or not? This is what they used to ask, and Amar Chizda Kul Nuz, even though somebody listening to the conversation would think they were having a very innocent conversation, but in fact, it was all about Znus. Amar Chizda Kul Nuz, talking to Yerushalayim, finishing off on a good note, Atzei